time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Madeleine Neffler and Elena Eisen from Castle Valley Community Theater, and they've got a big show coming up, the best Christmas pageant ever. It's going to run November 10th, 11th, 12th, and 14th, and then again 17th, 18th, and 19th. And I'll tell you what, this is not a show I had to get, you know, schooled on. It is not a show I'm very familiar with. I've heard of it. I've heard it done. I've seen it done in a few places where, you know, they did this show, but I don't know a lot about it. So we kind of dove into it, and we're going to talk about it right now with Madeleine and Elena. Ladies, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Let's start with you, Madeleine. You know, this is kind of a welcome back for Castle Valley Community Theater. You guys took a couple of years off. You had to, really, for COVID,
right,
didn't you?
Because of COVID, yeah. We haven't done a show for a while, and we are back, and I think we're back with a vengeance. We have a bunch of new volunteers and just a delightful cast of young people. This show is about a church pageant. The lady who normally directs this church pageant breaks her leg and can't do it, so they scramble around trying to find somebody to do it. And they finally find some lady who says, okay. And then she goes to church on Sunday and discovers that nobody wants to do this pageant. And they are visited by six hooligans named herdsmen who have discovered that if they come to Sunday school, they will get refreshments. And that's why they're there. They want big wheels and Twinkies and all kinds of goodies. And people are just appalled. These kids have a reputation for setting things on fire, for stealing the firemen's donuts, for invading and causing havoc. And our cute little kids in this show are appropriately just aghast when the herdsman kids walk in. And it's funny to watch. And the thing that I like the best about this show, in fact, I've directed it now three times, once at Mont Harmon and twice before for community theater, is the message that the baby Jesus was sent for us all. And at one point, the Reverend Hopkins says, you know, the Lord told us that you accept everyone to come unto, you know, unto the Lord, but he wasn't sure, the pastor wasn't sure they were talking about the herdsmen. So everybody's got a little bit of fear of how this is going to go with these youngsters. And Lena here plays the oldest girl of the herdsman family. And she immediately takes over and says, I want to be Mary. And the director's in. She doesn't know what to do with you, does she?
So I guess from there, it just kind of goes on from there, right, Lena?
Yeah.
So let's talk about you for just a moment. Are you at Carbon High School, I would assume?
Yeah.
All right. What grade are you in? Who's your mom and dad? Those kinds of things. They like to hear that.
I'm a junior. I'm 16. My parents are Jill and Jeremy Eisen.
All right. And this is not, we talked before, this is not your first dabble into the theater arts, is it?
No.
No, you've done a few things with, have you done anything at the high school?
Yeah, I've done the plays at the high school and back in middle school too.
Okay. And so you are one of the bad kids?
Yeah, I'm the bully.
And I got to ask, because I know what I would rather play. It's fun to play a bad kid, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can do all those things that you never really thought you'd be doing in the first place.
Yeah.
But villains are, for some reason, villains are just so much fun. And I think it's because you actually get to work with it and you get to, you know, become that part and kind of do different things that you wouldn't do in normal life. Is that one of the things that kind of, you know, led you to, like, this is going to be a fun one for me? Is that kind of where you went with this?
Yeah, definitely. It's fun to play a bully.
But not be one.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Well, and you know what's neat is that you get to see her as the bully, and then you get to see her transform into Mary.
I was going to say, it's got to be a redemption story somewhere in here.
Yeah.
So even though you were this terrible thing, at the end, everything turns out for the best. We don't want to ruin it too much.
It's one of those things I think that people get chills. I always tell the kids, I know when it's coming together, when I get goose flesh, you know? And when they sing the song at the end, well, from the time the lights come up on her as Mary, there's a real transformation.
It's just
we've laughed because the baby Jesus gets yanked from the play because his mother doesn't want Imogene Herdman to put her hands on him. And when you see what they do, you can understand why the mother's having a heart attack, because Imogene and her brother, Ralph, who is going to play Joseph, they sort of have a tug of war with the baby Jesus. And it's an interesting... That's one of our favorite scenes.
Yeah.
And we have a little angel choir. There's, I don't know, 15 or 20 little girls who are singing. And every time that wrestling scene comes up, they are riveted to see what's going to happen.
It's like you almost got to tell them, no, you can't look at what's going to happen. Don't sell it too soon.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the particulars. Once again, it's November 10th, 11th, 12th, and 14th. And then again, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Where's this one going to be at? What time do the doors open and all that good stuff?
All right, it's at Mont Harmon in that theater space there. The doors will open at 6:45 because we have a little mini concert that goes on from about 7 to 7:15 or 7:20. We have some guest artists. We have a pianist who is extraordinary, who's going to play several nights. And Wes Thompson from Carbon High is going to come and play his guitar and sing. And Brianna Manning. Of course, we always call her Brianna Scoville.
That's right.
Is going to come and sing. So you know you're going to get some classy entertainment from 7 to 7:15.
So kind of help you get into that Christmas spirit. A little early. You know what?
Yep.
Never hurts.
Well,
never hurts.
We decided to do this show at this time frame so we could avoid interfering with everybody else's plays. And then we found out that didn't always work the way we thought. But anyway, we've got these three... artists who are going to come and give us a little extra icing and get you in the mood. And then we actually have a three-year-old, Angel, and her little sister is two. I think we have a two-year-old and a three-year-old who are just hysterical.
So
and,
cute.
And then the youngest, Herdsman, Gladys, is a little, oh my goodness, she is so funny. She has us in stitches every night because we're never sure exactly what she's going to do. She knows what she's supposed to do, but sometimes that
doesn't
not,
mean that that's what she's going to do, right?
Yeah.
All right, so once again, you'll have to go check this out. It is the best Christmas pageant ever going on at Mont Harmon starting November 10th, going the 11th, 12th, 14th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Doors open at 6:45. You'll get a cool little Christmas concert, and then the show will start at about 7:30. Ticket prices?
Still only $7. You know, we've been $7 for 12 years, 15 years. Still think it's the best buy out there. You can't beat $7 ticket.
Don't mess with a good thing.
That's
and
right.
It's inexpensive entertainment. Take the whole family and go to this one, right?
That's exactly right. It is definitely a family show, and we hope you'll go out singing all of the big Christmas carols that we've loved. They're part of the show. The Little Angel Choir sings them all.
So you'll have to go check that one out. Madeline Neffler and Elena Eisen, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing this with us. The best Christmas pageant ever going on at Mont Harmon Middle School starting on November 10th and running the 11th, 12th, 14th, and then again the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Ladies, thank you once again for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.